this week's Sedra, the Torah tells us, L'shichno tidrishu. You should seek out God's presence and go there, bring your sacrifices there. The Torah, in the written Torah, does not specify and identify where the Beis HaMikdash should be built and where Yerushalayim is. So first we have to seek it out with the hints the Torah gives. But Rashi mentions that in the end, a prophet has to identify the place and tell us the exact location of the Beis HaMikdash. The obvious question is, if in the end we need a prophet to determine the place, why do we have to seek it out to begin with? Perhaps we can give the following marshal. Radio waves are all over. Some places, however, there's less interference and the radio wave is more intense and stronger. Some places there's more interference. But even though the radio waves are everywhere, if you don't tune in, you won't receive them. So too, God's presence is everywhere. Some places there is interference, so it's impossible to feel that presence intensely. And some places there is no interference, and you can feel God's presence intensely, but you have to be tuned in. And therefore, before you can ascertain and go to the place where God's presence is, first you have to seek it out, tune in, and then the prophet will let you know that that is the place definitely. We say that Elul is Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. I am to my beloved, and my beloved is to me. But we know that Elul starts the process where God comes closer to us, and it culminates with the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, the 10 days of repentance, where God is found much closer to us than the rest of the year. So a different sentence in Shir HaShirim would be more proper. Dodi li v'ani lo. God, my beloved, is to me. He comes to me first, and then I'm to him. Why the other pasuk, Ani l'dodi, which seems to say that we have to take the first step. But the idea is, Dirshu Hashem bihimotso. You have to seek out God. You have to have that desire to tune in. And then you'll find out that God is there and he's closer to you. So too, Ani l'dodi. We have to tune in to God. And then we'll find out that God Taka is closer to us and he's already beginning that process of getting closer and closer. We find the same idea in Golus. Uvikashtem misham es Hashem Elokecha. You'll go into Golus and you'll want to have that closeness to God again, and he's there. Imo Anochi Betzara. God went into Golus with us. Umatzasa, you'll find him when Kisidrushenu b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha. And the Sfas Emes says, the more that one seeks and wants, the more he'll find. And that's why the beginning of the sentence is in the plural. Everybody wants, but not everybody finds, because not everybody is seeking and desiring the same way. Same thing goes in Shul. God's presence is there. One person davens and he's answered, and the other one davens, he's not answered. Says the Vilna Gaon, because one of them wants and tunes in and seeks the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and the other one does it flippantly in between conversations, in between daydreaming, and so on. So if we use Elul in the proper way, and we tune in to God and godliness and Torah and mitzvahs, then we'll find out that God is closer to us. And as Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur approach, we'll find out that he's even closer, the closest that he becomes the entire year, and we will be able to receive that blessing that comes from having a closeness to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And we all will merit a ksiva v'chasima tova, a very good inscription and sealing in the book of life, all of us, our families, the young Israel family, and the family of Klal Yisrael and the entire world. And then someday we will see, hopefully in this year, Uvos HaShama will be able not only to seek out God's presence, will be able to go there, B'Vias Goel Tzedek B'Meir Yameinu.